Susan J. Ross is the Vendor Development Manager in the City of Atlanta Department of Watershed Management. She's worked for the city for over 30 years through 5 mayoral administrations in grants management, contract compliance, cultural affairs, community relations, the Mayor's Office of Communications, and the Department of Watershed Management. Working primarily in the fields of economic and minority and female business enterprise development and communications and public relations over the years, her current position allows her the unique possibility of combining both paths of her career. Under the auspices of the Department of Watershed Management Office of Communications and Public Outreach, she currently manages the vendor development program designed to increase the quantity and quality of companies doing business with the $4 billion Clean Water Atlanta program to rebuild Atlanta's water and sewer system. Sue, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Glad to be here, and thank you for having me on your show.
Tell me a little bit about the city's $4 billion program to fix Atlanta's water and sewer system.
Well, as you know, our water and sewer system was built many, many years ago. Some of our pipes date back to the early 1900s. So we have been under a consent decree to improve the quality of the water that we take back to the Chattahoochee for our neighbors downstream. So we're doing a program that's all over the city, everything from the pipes underneath the streets to your home to large major tunnels to storm water and wastewater during periods of flooding. So to prevent flooding. So the program affects almost every area in the city. Many of you probably have seen the signs or gotten door knockers and when we've been on your area. But what we're doing is improving the water all over Atlanta.
With that expenditure of nearly $4 billion in improvements for the city's water infrastructure, there are some business opportunities. Could you talk about what opportunities are available to do business with the City of Atlanta Department of Watershed Management?
We have many opportunities to do business with watershed management, and the city has a general policy of what we call economic inclusion, and that means that we want all of our citizens to be able to participate in the program, no matter whether you're a small business, a minority business, a female business, or a large major corporation. There is work for you to do with the City of Atlanta. So we have major projects such as big tunnel projects, but all of these projects will have subcontracting opportunities for small, minority, and female businesses. So it could be anything from a electrical contract, a plumbing contract. We have to redo the streets once we've torn them up to put the pipes in. It could be a pipe relining contract, a testing contract. We do CCTV testing where we send little robotic cameras through the pipes to see if there are blockages and all like that. So we have a lot of different kinds of things you can do. We also are doing new facilities. We're building a new campus for our Englewood facility. We're replacing that facility and also developing a training, basically kind of like a watershed university area. And so that means there's opportunities for people that work above the ground, building structures and there also are landscaping, traffic management, public relations. All of our projects, we interact with the public, and we have to have someone who is a public information officer to inform the people in the neighborhood about what we're doing in their area. So there are a lot of different kinds of opportunities to do business with Watershed, and we're trying to get people ready to work with us.
And what is the City of Atlanta Department of Watershed Management Small Business Development Program?
Well, that's a program to take a small business and kind of bring that business up to the next level to get them ready to do business with the city as a city subcontractor. So we have a 10-week construction management training course for any construction-related business or public relations or traffic management or estimating and bidding. And what we do is we identify the skills that you need to work in Watershed. So we have courses in safety, which will give you a 10-hour OSHA safety card. We have construction accounting, construction law, We have a course on bonding and insurance. The heart of the program involves construction accounting and financial overview of your business, which will be done as part of this. And also about 6 weeks we spend on estimating and bidding, in which you will actually work with other companies to bid on a real City of Atlanta project. And we also spend about 2 weeks teaching you how to do business with the City of Atlanta. So we have our Department of Procurement, our risk management folks, our contract compliance folks, and watershed engineers who'll come in and talk to you. And then we also have opportunities for you to meet with other companies and develop what could be successful partnerships for the upcoming years.
And who can apply to be part of this program?
Well, if you have a company and you've been in business over a year, most of our people have been in business a few years, you are eligible to apply for the program if you're in a watershed-related business. On our website, atlantawatershed.org/vendor, you can see some of the types of companies that are involved. But basically any small residential or light commercial company, anyone who's in a construction-related field. We've had people go through with security companies, with demolition companies, engineering and design firms, any of those small companies who really need a little impetus to take your company to the next level. And we are taking applications now for this program.
So the registration for the Small Business Development Program is open and underway, and people need to go to atlantawatershed.org/vendor for the specifics?
That's right. And at that site, there'll be a link where you can download the application and actually fill out the application online, and then you can send in your supporting documents afterwards. But it's a fairly simple application. We want to know about your business, what kind of work you've been doing, what kind of work you do, what kind of projects you've completed successfully, and what you would like to do. And so we encourage you to go to atlantawatershed.org/vendor and download the application and fill it out. Get it in by August the 19th. That's the deadline.
So the deadline's August the 19th. If somebody's listening to us and this sounds like an avenue they want to pursue for their business, what kind of time commitment are they going to need to make in order to be a part of the Small Business Development Program?
Well, the classes are going to run from September to November. Generally, the classes meet twice a week, usually on Tuesday and Thursday, although there are a few days that there are some all-day classes, particularly with the program where you'll learn the Primavera construction scheduling. But for most classes, it's a few evenings per week. We meet from about 5 till about 10. We provide you with a little supper, and then we get to work in the classes. So it is a major time commitment. But if you had to take these classes individually on your own, it would probably cost you up to $5,000.
So in point of fact, basically, it's you'll be going back to night school for a while.
That's right. That's right.
And so what will participants in the Small Business Development Program take away from going through this series of courses and classes?
Well, the first thing you're going to get, which is going to help you no matter what you do, is a better understanding of the financial aspects of your business, making sure your accounting is in with construction accounting standards, which are different from just general accounting standards. And it'll prepare you to get your company ready to apply for loans and bonding and financing. Secondly, you'll acquire some industry-specific knowledge of the work we do in Watershed. We have some specific classes on trenchless technology and sewer rehabilitation that teach you about what we do in Watershed, but you will also get a really, really thorough understanding of how to estimate and bid a project correctly. And then you'll get to meet people at the city that are actually making these kinds of decisions on projects, and you will learn from them how you need to fill out that bid form, what you need to do to make sure your bid is not rejected, what you need to, what are the most common mistakes people make in submitting a bid. One of them is not getting them in on time. If you miss that bid time, your package will just be handed back to you. You won't even be able to be considered for a bid. So there are a lot of tricks of the trade which you'll learn as part of this course.
And again, registration for the Atlanta Department of Watershed Management Small Business Development Program registration is underway. How long do people have to decide and to get registered?
The application period goes through August the 19th. We will then evaluate applications over the next 10 days, and you'll be informed by the end of August if you've been accepted into the program.
Well, it was a buzz phrase back going a number of years back about shovel-ready projects. And if you are trying to make it into contracting or one of these fields we've been discussing, you can be shovel-ready to work for the City of Atlanta by participating in the City of Atlanta Department of Watershed Management's Small Business Development Program. Our guest this morning has been Sue Ross. She's Vendor Development Manager in the City of Atlanta Department of Watershed Management, and she is a CAU and WCLK friend from way back. Sue, thank you so much for coming by this morning to talk about this, and best wishes on this.
Well, thank you so much, and we are very grateful for WCLK for the opportunity to spread knowledge about this program, and thank you for the music you provide for us every day.